My name is Dirk Zinner.
Do what?
Yeah.
What is your name, man?
Dirk Zinner.
Dirk?
Yeah.
Zinner?
Uh-huh.
From where?
From the Ontario Conference.
Okay, my brother. So you're saying you intend to get in touch with us, right?
Well, just as I, yes, and I will be following this up with a letter.
Okay.
Requesting and asking you that if there's any printed material that you choose to print on your own and distribute, that you not use the name Seventh-day Adventist.
Okay, sir.
Unless you have first sought and received a permission or approval.
So I don't really understand why we should end up having a problem with it. No.
Well, because very simply this, if you are using the, you know, if you're interested in distributing literature to others, that's fine. That's wonderful. If you are using literature that has been approved, provided by, printed by the Seventh-day Adventist Church, you know, and is part of an organized distribution program, fine, wonderful. But when an individual on their own prints or reprints something, then that is an improper use of the name of the church.
Okay, so that is to say, if we refuse to do that, then that means that action will be taken against us.
That is that possibility. That is correct, because of the fact that the name belongs to the church, and the church reserves the right on how it is to be used. And individuals, whether they are members or not members, do not have the right to use the name on behalf of saying they are representing the church.
It just let me feel a bit sad to hear that this is coming from us as God's people in this time when we preach and teach about being persecuted for righteousness' sake and a name that has been given to us by God himself, a group of people who had refused to present that truth, saying that it becomes offensive, is now saying to God's people that they can't use God's name, you know? Because the name Seventh-day Adventist, any person who is looking, I understand, is looking for the coming of Christ, and keep honor his fourth commandment by keeping the seventh-day Sabbath, wherever you might be. You're a Seventh-day Adventist. So I don't understand how we reach to this point at this time when we should be more together as God's people. We as God's people are the ones fighting to prevent God's truth from going out. I don't understand why that is happening, you know?
Yeah, well, I think that is a completely different point that really has nothing to do with the issue that I'm trying to explain to you and have mentioned several times. As an individual, and as a member, you know, to distribute literature and to talk to others about the second coming of Christ, etc., fine and wonderful. Using, but then when you start using material, or stating or claiming to represent in any kind of official capacity the church without the approval and permission of the church, that is then an improper and irresponsible action.
So the only alternative is most easier to bow to the image or stand up like a tree Hebrew boy and be cast into the fiery furnace.
You're missing the point, my brother. The point is very simply this. We encourage our members to distribute literature. That's very clear.
But you are saying the
literature.
We are saying in the literature that you encourage us to distribute is the one that has been monitored by the established body that is saying you must not produce things that is offensive, and God's truth is a sword that cuts asunder.
And of course that would be true, because as a member of a body, a member of a group, be it a church or anything else, as a member, you would have at heart the best interests of that group, or in this case, the church. So you would want to, as a member, do things only that are consistent with and meet the approval of the group, or in this case, the church.
Yeah, but
as a member, I wouldn't want to do anything that would bring any kind of confusion, disrepute, or whatever upon the group, or in this case, the church.
But my brother, if if what you should be doing are is something according to God's word, and the group or the church is not in support of it, what would you do? Would you? The question I'm asking is that if what you should be doing according to God's word is what something according to the group or the church is not what they are support of or in agreement with, what should you be doing? Stop doing it?
What do you think you should do?
Do what God requires of me.
And what would that be?
To do his work.
Okay, however, in that capacity, then, if I no longer agree with the group, then I no longer identify with the group.
Okay.
And that's something that is all too often forgotten. If I do not agree with the group or what the group is doing, then I need to be honest with myself and remove my membership. Again, you know, that's a slightly different philosophical item. But if I don't agree with a group, why should I retain my membership? Why should I call myself a member of that group if I disagree? If I'm a member of a group, then I'm saying I support that group. I go by the wishes and the plans and goals and aspirations of the group. And I submit my individual preferences, etc., to the group.
So your name was what again, my brother?
Sorry?
What did you say your name was again?
My name is Dirk Zinner.
Do what?
Yeah.
What is your name, man?
Dirk Zinner.
Dirk?
Yeah.
Zinner?
Uh-huh.
From where?
From the Ontario Conference.
Okay, my brother. So you say you intend to get in touch with us, right?
Well, just as I, yes, and I will be following this up with a letter.
Okay.
Requesting and asking you that if there's any printed material that you choose to print on your own and distribute, that you not use the name Seventh-day Adventist.
Okay, sir.
Unless you have first sought and received a permission or approval.
Well, I can tell you up front, sir, that I won't be seeking any approval for the name that God has given us, that number one. And the name will never remove. And thank God I have nothing for anyone to get except the life that God has put inside of me. So the only thing that is dear for me is the fiery furnace. And I say thanks to you and others who God has given such great light, and you guys have walked upon it for the acceptance of man. But remember, hellfire, judgment is dear, and he that knoweth the will of the Father and doeth it not shall be whipped with many strife. So what you achieve in this life and others, it will all go up in flame. But the life you will have to live is a life, a character that you mold today. And if you want to tell me that what the church is saying, that you must not present God's truth because it become offensive, you must stop doing that for being in favor with people, then that you can do, but I can't do it. So you can follow up with a million letters. You on your own, and I'm on my own. I'm doing God's will, not mine will, but God's will.
Excuse me, Brother Black.
Okay.
You are not understand.
I tell you what I meant, and that's what we meant. I don't even have to check anyone else, you know?
It seems to me that you're choosing not to listen and to understand what we as a church are trying to say.
As a church that God has given light, should have never given up God's light for the approval of men. They should have never done that. Because we have the experience of the children of Israel, what had happened to them. The last experience we have is Israel just after Christ 70 AD, who have such light, Jesus walks amongst them, and they reject all of that and was destroyed 70 AD. And we have all of those, and we coming to the end of probation, and Christ we coming now, and we still do the same mistake. That's sad, very sad.
Are you saying that the church has given up the light?
They're trampling upon the light. That's what they did.
Well, if you believe that the Seventh-day Adventist church has given up the light, then why are you claiming to be a Seventh-day Adventist?
Because the name Seventh-day Adventist does not belong to the established body of people. It was given to us before the church take it and copyright it. It was given to just a group of people, which mean we looking for the coming of Christ, and we also keep God's fourth commandment. So when the devil put it in the heart of this group of people to copyright it, it was only to persecute those who have God's name. So you can go ahead and do it, my brother. Heaven be my witness. I will never give nor turn.
You certainly don't sound very, what can I say? You certainly don't sound like a Seventh-day Adventist to me.
Well, I don't know what you think I sound like.
Because
you see,
your words are suggesting, something very sad and unfortunate.
You see, the funny thing about it, you guys only have the name. The devil tell you guys to keep the name to prevent us from being who God wants us to, because the name Seventh-day Adventist is a reproach to people who dishonor God's fourth commandment, you know. So you guys just have it, but living like everybody else and not doing anything different. So who committing adultery with the name? But you see what I mean? So the name, you guys was the one who was supposed to give up the name, not us. We are the one who try to abide by the words in God's Bible. You see? But you guys think more or less, we must do as enough please, live as enough please, and whatever you said to please mankind, the members must follow. You don't go like that.
Well, it sounds to me that you have a lot of animosity and bitterness towards the church.
Well, God's church will ever move on, and as he said, the gold will separate from the dross, and there's three angel message as it present, and people grow to love, fall in love with Jesus, my brother. The people them will be one by one leaving all the churches them and get under the fold of Jesus. And that fold can be at the auditorium, it can be in a cave, it can be in some basement, it can be anywhere. So, and I know God is selecting his people one by one, two by two, in the four corners of the world to close off the scene. So all who want to enjoy the things of this world just for a season and be lost, it's up to them.
Let me just repeat a little bit, Brother Black. As an individual, you have every right to believe and to say what you believe. However, when you identify with a group, or such as a church, then you would want to have the best interests of that group, in this case the church, at heart. To be consistent with that then you would want to submit your individual preferences to the wisdom and counsels of the church.